So welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Justin, who works for a solar company, but the entire company, their pay structure is a little bit weird. They're giving really, really high residuals. He wants to know how sustainable that business could potentially be and whether or not he should leave that company to go somewhere else that will pay him more upfront. But he's going to be losing out on making, at least right now, $5,600 a month in residual income, and he's only been there 11 months. So I'm going to be giving my thoughts whether or not that's actually sustainable, if it sounds kind of sketchy, and what he should be doing with that. So Justin, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm here with a couple of questions. I have a few tough choices to make, and a quick backstory on how I got to the place I am and why I have to make this decision is I'm in the solar industry, and I'm a solar sales rep. So basically, my job is to sit down with people at their homes, figure out if solar, you know, makes sense for their situation. So a year ago, I had left my last company where I was making about $126,000 a year. And I left and decided that I was going to pursue, you know, a different company for logistical reasons. So anyways, when I was looking at different job offers out there, I came across a really interesting one that would pay me about half as much as commission. But they would give me a residual pay for every job that I did. So it's $100 a month on that job forever, as long as I stay with the company, with, you know, one stipulation. So that piqued my interest. It sounded, you know, almost too good to be true, almost like a scam. So I took a meeting, you know, with the company, found out how it worked and that it was legitimate. So where I'm at now is I've now gotten another offer to make considerably more money. Up front, okay, but I have to walk away from this residual income that I've built. So you know, as of today, 11 months into this, I've built up a residual passive income of $5,600 a month, just on that before my commission, and I'm looking at, you know, walking away from that to take another opportunity. So, you know, with the numbers that I have broken down, I'm trying to figure out if that's the smartest idea, because I'm getting a lot of, you know, opinions from family and friends saying, hey, you know, you've already built it up this high. You're going to be at $10,000 a month in no time. It's kind of crazy to walk away from that.
Okay, so I need some more details. First of all, I am shocked. I thought you were about to say, like, residual income, like a few hundred dollars a month. Holy crap, $5,600 a month? Now, how long does that last for?
Forever. So that's the thing.
What do you mean forever? How does this work forever?
Exactly. And that's the same thing that I said when they told me. I says, you know, that doesn't sound right. I had some ideas on how it worked, but I didn't really know. So basically what happened is when I took this meeting with this company that I now work for 11 months ago, I says, you know, hey, you know, I hear this is forever. That doesn't make any sense. Like, does it reset at the end of the year? I mean, how does this work? And they says, no, he says it lasts for as long as you stay with the company. We have a guy right now. This is a year ago, by the way. That's making $17,000 a month just on his residual check, and he's getting the rest. I said, okay. I says, well, you know, forgive me, but you're going to have to tell me how this works, because eventually you spend more money than the profit that you've made on the deal. Like, it can't be, you know? And they said, you're right. So the answer that I was looking for was something similar to how insurance works. And this is the answer they gave me. So they basically said this: the industry that I'm in is a very, very high turnover industry. So when the bean counters at the company sit down, they figured out if they were to offer about half as much money on the commission is what they're used to paying, okay, and $100 a month residual, because 90-95% of this business is turned over, okay, it's people come through the door, they last 3 to 6 months, and they're gone, that ultimately they would make a lot more off every sale because of the people leaving. Then they would end up, you know, eventually losing money off the people that stay, but they would use their story as like a recruiting tool to get more people in, right? Which is what happened with me. I mean, I see a guy making $17,000 a month residual and it keeps building. And I says, absolutely, let's do it. And it's worked. I mean, I'm 11 months in and it's been everything that they've said it would be.
What happens if the company goes under?
Exactly. So that goes into one of my choices that I have to make now. From what I understand, you know, they're backed with a lot of private money, okay? The people that back them that, you know, put, I don't know, $30 million or whatever into the business, they had to review this plan before they passed off on it. And since then, I've touched base with them. I asked them, I said, hey, do you know, I have different choices to make, in my career. How is this residual pay package still looking? And they've assured me then and now that they make more money as a company by paying out a residual and less money up front turnover. They're making way more money now than what they were before paying industry standard money up front per kilowatt, basically.
Okay, so here's my initial thought is that it sounds sketchy. Now, I'm not saying it is. It sounds sketchy. My other thing is this, and I get the idea that you're basically the loss leader. You know, like they have people who go in there who make, you know, a few sales and they quit and they move on to something else, and then they don't have to pay that residual. I get that. The way I see it is that eventually they're going to get so many people like you that are just doing really, really, really well. And then they're eventually, at a certain point, they're just going to keep getting yous in the company that all have these insane residuals every single month, and then they won't be able to afford it. There's going to be a plateau in which they just can't get any more customers. They get so many yous out there that are killing it. Then what? It just
exactly.
It doesn't make sense to me. But here's the thing. I'm almost in the belief that, like, $5,600 a month residually after 11 months is really, really, really good. And if you can even get, like, 5 years out of this, like, why not? You know? Like, even
right.
If the company folds, I would – if I mean, here's my thought. Without hearing your other offer, and you'll tell me about that in a second. My thought is basically treat this like it's a blessing. It sounds super sketchy to me. I don't think it's sustainable. I don't know enough about it, but it sounds weird. I can't imagine how this would go on for like 10 or 20 years. Maybe it will. I would just like save all this money and just expect that like one day it's going to hit the fan. It's not going to be anymore. But until then, you're just going to see this as an opportunity and save all of it. That's my initial thought. But what's your other offer, and how much is that going to be making more than this?
Well, exactly. So here's the breakdown between the two. If I stay at my current position 12 months from now, or in the next year, all right, I'll make about $157,000. If I switch and I go to the other company, okay, I'll make about $252,000. Now, these are minimum numbers. More than likely, both of these will be higher, but I play everything safe. I say I'm going to get an average deal, and I'm going to get the smallest amount of commission on that deal, and that's how I'm considering it. So basically, if I jump ship, okay, I make an extra $100,000 in the next 12 months. However, if I stay and the program is sustainable, because it's now been out here for, let's see, I think it's 3 years. I think it's right at 3 years that the program has been out. So one guy, his monthly residual is $24,000 a month right now. So he's sold 240 accounts, you know, over the last couple of years. He's at 24,000. He's still here. He hasn't magically disappeared. They haven't fired him. Like, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that it doesn't make sense. But they tell me the recruiting value is priceless when guys can show paychecks this big. So the thing is, if I switch to the new company, I make another $100,000 the first year minimum extra. Okay. The kicker
is it extra above your $5,600 a month that you're already making?
Yeah, so basically, okay. With the $5,600 a month, as that compounds, it keeps getting higher by about $600 a month, which is the average amount of sales that I do, is about six a month. So every month, that $5,600 goes up by approximately $600. I've had months where it's went up by $1,200. I've had months where it's went up by the minimum, which is $300. That's the stipulation to the whole thing. You have to, if you don't sell three in a month, you don't get your check the following month. It'll kick in the next month.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
But you won't get that, yeah.
Yeah.
So the thing is if I stay here for two more years, then all of a sudden with my residual and commission, I'm now up to the same $250,000 that I'd be making. So the thing is I have to stay here 2 years to break even on what I would be making on the other company and still be $100,000 behind. But if this keeps sustaining and the business model keeps working, by the time I get to the third and fourth year where I'm currently at, it just gets absolutely sick. So it's almost, the risk of do I stay put and go for the long term, or do I walk away and take, you know, the extra $100,000 a year up front and then turn around and invest that. And if the other program goes away, great, I made extra money up front.
You know, my thought is I'm a risk taker and I would probably just end up taking it. And I think if you can make it past that initial 2 year mark and make more money, I would go ahead and do that. I do think, though, it's unsustainable. I mean, what's to stop them from just firing you if you start making too much money? Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I asked him the same thing. I says, you know, what happens when a guy gets too big and you find a reason to fire him? And basically, their answer was, you know, the industry is very, very small. Us solar sales reps, we all know each other. Everybody knows people that work in the same company for other companies, and it would be a firestorm on their hands. They, you know, if they fired us for a no good reason, you know, that rep would go and tell everybody, and everybody would get scared. They would be like, hey, this guy got fired for no good reason. Are we next? Are they going to take our residuals? And, you know, it would burn things down. So,
I mean, I respect that answer. I get that. You know, I would take the risk just knowing that it sounds sketchy. It does not sound sustainable. I have no idea what they're going to be doing in the future or like how long this will run itself for. But I think if you can I would just give it a shot, you know. And then after 2 years, I think I would think long term on this one, because long term, if this just goes for 3 years, you'll be making so much more money. And I would rather risk losing potentially like 50 grand if it shuts down after a year to make like 300 or 400 in the future. Than just going for the short-term money. And that's my thought. So anyway, man, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. And let me know what you end up picking.
Absolutely. Thanks, Graham. Appreciate it.
You got it. Have a good one. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to destroy the like button, subscribe button, notification bell, add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, make sure to get yourself 2 free stocks from Webull down below in the description. Given 2 free stocks, you need to deposit $100. One of the stocks is valued up to $1,000. So if you want 2 free stocks, you may as well just go and do that. Thank you so much for watching, and until next time.